For the rest of your commercial announcements, read your bulletin. No, seriously, read it. There's stuff in there. It's really worth looking at. Don't assume that we told it to you from here, because we probably didn't. We're in 1 Corinthians, and we're, as I said, we'll probably be here for a while. Week number 3, and we're still in chapter 1. We're going to be looking at verses 10 through, 10 through 17 this morning. Let's read it. I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from Chloe's house have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another says, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. And another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I am thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Cyprus and Gaius. So no one can say that they were baptized into my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanus. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the word, the gospel. Not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross be emptied of its power. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that we can turn to it and read it each and every day. That it will strengthen us and encourage us. That the reading of this word will bless us and give us direction for living our lives according to your will and your purpose. That the truth there will set us free from sin. And lead us to everlasting life through the work of Christ. Father God, I pray for your anointing to be upon me this morning. I ask that as I come and preach your word, I would speak it in power and in truth. And I pray that each one who hears your word this morning would be blessed and encouraged, that they would be drawn closer to you and be able to lift your name as Lord and Savior, as God. Father, let your people be encouraged this day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. We've got problems. We've got divisions. We've got conflict in the house of God. Who would have thunk it? Can you imagine people not getting along with each other? I'm sure the Swanson household, everybody always gets along with each other. I'm going to pick on you guys because you're here today. The whole clan. It's awesome. Oh, we don't all get along with each other. Not even when we love each other. I don't know if you would believe this, but, you know, Donna has not always, well, she said mean things to me once. It's true. Of course, it was unprovoked. Okay, maybe it wasn't. But there might have been provocation. But it's not my fault. No, that's not it either. Okay, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I need to be spoken to in such a manner. Sometimes she does too. But that doesn't mean there's division between the two of us. We always presented a united front against our children. and our family as a whole has presented a united front against the rest of the community. Here we see within the body of Christ in Corinth, by saying, we're not one body. You're over there. It's like my family saying, you know, we're not family. You know what? That's just not the way it's supposed to be. God's word is unified. God Himself is unified. We're not supposed to divide it up into little chunks and break it off and then take the chunk that we like and say, this is the part I'm going to follow of God's word. No. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's, this is God's word and I take it in its entirety and this is what I follow. God's word is a whole. It's like a multifaceted gem. And on one facet, we have the words of Moses and the prophets. On another facet, each prophet probably gets its own facet. Here we have the church. Paul is bringing that out when he's saying, some say, I follow Paul. Some say, I follow Apollos. Some saying, I follow Cephas. Some saying, I follow Christ. It's like me taking my Bible out and saying, you know what? I'm only going to listen to the words that are written in red. I know people who do that. They say, only the words of Christ are the real words. The rest of it's you don't need to pay attention to. No. The entirety of the Word of God is the Word of God. Whether Jesus said it, who is the Christ, or Paul said it, or Hosea, Daniel, Hezekiah, doesn't matter. They all spoke God's word. And they're all part of that whole. They're just different facets of the same gem. You need to take it all. How many of you were here when Paul Bubna was pastor? How many of you here when Stanley Akema was pastor? How many of you were here when Steve Loopster was pastor? Rick Olson. Bruce Hobbs. I follow Paul Bubna. What? I follow Francis Grubbs. Anybody here remember Francis? Couple of you. And that's what people are saying. See, Apollos went to Corinth after Paul. He was like the next pastor. He's saying, oh, I don't like what he's saying. I'm going to follow the other guy. I'm going to get his tapes and I'm going to listen to him. And I'm not going to bother with this new guy. Yeah, I'll go to church there because that's my church. But you know what? I'm going to listen to the other. I am a follower of Paul Bubna. You know, he may have gone to Long Hill Chapel, but, you know, that Stanley Akema guy, gosh, you know, I just don't like what he says. Or, you know, I love Stanley. You know, he was great. I'm not so crazy about this Rick Olson guy. I'm not going to listen to what he said. I'm going to go back and re-listen to Stan's old sermons. Yeah, he preached the word. Oh, that Pastor Hobbs. Whoa, talk about wacko. I'm going back and I'm visiting Paul's sermons and Stanley's sermons and Steve's sermons. Everybody's got better stuff than that Hobbs guy. He's not the one we should be following right now. You're right, he's not. Don't follow me. Don't follow Paul Bubna. Don't follow Stanley Akema. Don't follow Steve Loopstra. Don't follow Rick Olson. Don't follow Francis Grubbs. These are pastors from the last 40 years. Then we've got a few interim pastors. Don Alexander. I know a few names, a couple of the others, but I can't remember them all. But Northbrook. We're not supposed to be divided up. And that's part of what happened to this church at one point in time. We have people who left because of things like that. Happens to churches all the time. And Paul's bringing up and saying, this is not the way the church is supposed to be. This division. You're not supposed to be following the pastor of the church anyway. And you're not supposed to be following... Now, just bear with me for a second. You're not supposed to be just following the words of Christ, and that's it. Okay, that's the intent of what Jesus, or what Paul is saying here. And this is saying, don't just listen for just the words that Jesus spoke while he walked this earth, but take the unified word of God. Jesus is the unified word of God. As he spoke through the Holy Spirit, through all the prophets. It's not just the words in red that we need to pay attention to, but it's the entirety of God's word. And that is what's to be followed. Not just what I say. Not just what Steve said. Take it all in together. Because hopefully each one of us is doing our best to lay out the entirety of the Word of God, not just a single facet. But that's all I can present. I can only present the facet of God which God has given me insight into. This. When you look at me, that's all you see. But don't look at me. Look at the entire Word of God. Don't divide it up and try to pick and choose. Take it in its entirety. Paul asked three questions. He said, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, and were you baptized into the name of Paul? Is Christ divided? Well, we have the Father, we have the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It appears to be divided. No. Appearances can be deceiving. He's not divided. He's one. If you've seen the Father, you've seen the Son. The Holy Spirit comes and resides within you. You have Jesus in your heart. They are one. Unified. Is Christ divided? The answer is no. Was Paul crucified for you? Nope. I don't remember how Paul died. I don't believe he was crucified. That was it. But yeah, he was crucified for Jesus. But for being a follower of Jesus, not for the remission of Jesus' sins. Jesus was crucified for all of us sinners. Anybody here not a sinner? Okay. We are all sinners. And it was Jesus that was crucified for us. It wasn't Paul. So why Paul's saying, don't be looking at me as the source of salvation. Look to Jesus Christ. Look to God. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? No. Baptized you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptized into God. Now Paul's going on, he's talking, oh, I'm glad, you know, I wasn't sent to baptize. That's not the purpose while I'm here. Hold it. Baptism is not important. What about John the Baptist? He ran around baptizing everybody. Paul says, the purpose I was sent here for was to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. That's why he's here. baptized is a good thing. It's an important thing. It's a command that God gives us that when we receive Him as Lord and Savior, we'd be baptized as a symbol of what we've done to show our obedience to His Word. If we're able. I mean, we have the example of the thief on the cross. He's saved. He didn't get baptized. See, salvation is not about baptism. Baptism is a sign that we have been saved. It's just something that we can do to testify that we're now followers of God. So we have the fact that Christ isn't divided. We have the fact that Paul wasn't crucified for us. We have the fact that we are not baptized into Paul's name. So why are you all divided up? Why are you guys bickering with each other over who it is you're following? You're supposed to be unified just as God is unified. The body of Christ. Now, I dare say, if I took and divided my body up, it wouldn't work so well. Lop off an arm, send it over there to do that job in the office. I'm going to cut off a leg, send it over to there to do something else. It doesn't work. The whole body's got to work together, otherwise the body just doesn't function. At least not well. You know, we could do the Adam family here. I got a little thing going. Except I don't think my hand would operate that way. Why? Because it wasn't made to operate that way. My hand was made to operate connected to the rest of me. So if my hand is saying, hey, I'm going to follow Apollos, and my foot over here saying, I'm going to follow Paul, and start looking like a puppet on a string going, being pulled every which way. That's not what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be unified. The head, Christ, is supposed to be the one in charge. He's giving direction. Providing impetus for what we're doing. Paul came to preach the gospel. Not to get a bunch of people to follow him. Not to form a personality cult. It's the gospel that's important. The entirety of the Word of God, which needs to be lifted up. And the body, the church, Paul is telling them, people, when we divide ourselves up in this manner, we're going against the Word of God. We're going against the gospel, which is what I was sent here to preach. So when you say, when you're telling people that you're following me, you're breaking my heart. When you're telling people you're following Apollos, that's not what Apollos wants. We don't want you picking and choosing through the Word. You have to accept the entirety of God's Word. Now, they didn't have the nice little fancy Bibles we have with the red letters. Hey, I can look in here. I can see. This is what Jesus said. Well, Jesus said this. Well, if Jesus didn't say, somebody else says something someplace else, and it's not in the red letters, well, then I know Jesus didn't say it, and I guess I don't need to pay attention to that. No, it's not what you can do. Jesus sent his apostles. God sent the Son. all came for one unified purpose, that of taking the gospel message, that is the good news, to those who don't have it. So when we have division, we need to come against it. I like to think that, for the most part, our little church isn't too bad right now on that area. So we do have our little things. We need to seek to overcome even those. That we're not divided, fighting against each other. Because if we are divided, we are fighting each other. But if we're unified together, following the leadership of our head, that is Christ, then we're doing what it is God wants us to do, which is taking the gospel to the world. Search your life intentionally this next week. See? How am I bringing division to the body of Christ? Maybe after your search, you'll say, I'm not. And if you're not, that's great. That's wonderful. It's something to celebrate. But if you are bringing division within the body in some manner, I'd ask you to address it and to pray about it. Ask God what it is He would have you to do differently, so as not to bring division, to set one against another, to go in your own direction. But that the whole body, all of us here who represent the Church of God, who worship here in this location, that we might be unified and go together. And that we, as a church, we need to search and see, how is it that we are bringing division where there should be unity to the body of Christ as a whole? So, that's your homework this week. Again, as I've told you the last couple of weeks, be reading in Corinthians. Read 1 Corinthians. If you've already read it again. We want to be familiar with what's in there, what Paul's trying to show us. We don't want division, we want unity. Why? Because that's what God wants. He wants us to be unified as He and the Son and the Holy Spirit are unified. And He wants to be unified with us, united with us. We can't do that if we're following every different thing that comes along. Let's pray. Father, we do seek Your wisdom, or the wisdom of the cross, which is foolishness to man. Show us how we can be unified as You and the Son and the Holy Spirit are unified. Lord, show us the reality of Your Word in our daily lives, that we might know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we might follow Your will each day. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.